Hello, hello, hello. Welcome, friends, to another edition of Grand Theft Audio, Planet GTA's premier podcast. That's right, the premier podcast de mundo. That's Spanish for something. Anyways, we're on number four right now, which is pretty amazing that we've gotten to the fourth one right now. Again, I'm your host, Muku Dadada. Call me Muku. But we have two very fine hosts as well. What's your names?
Sovsky.
And Nika or Dana also.
All right. Awesome, awesome, awesome. You guys know the deal by now. We are going to give you the news, views, and fun from everything Rockstar and beyond. We talk about the entire industry. You know, that's just how we do it. We like to have fun, get on here. And we're going to get you guys out of here pretty quickly. So let's go ahead and get started. I don't think anything needs to be addressed before we hop in. So, let's start with a little thing called the Take-Two Fiscal Conference Report that they had earlier this week. They released a lot of numbers, a lot of information. And for all you Rockstar fans, it'd be great if you took note of this. But if you didn't, we'll go ahead and give you the deets on it. They basically announced that GTA 4 has sold 15 million copies worldwide, which is fantastic. Ooh, 15 million, yeah.
Yeah. Applaud.
It's like the Avatar of video games. yeah, so congrats to Rockstar on achieving that number. I'm sure it'll go higher and higher.
Of money put into that.
Yes, exactly. But they recuperated it, so very, very good. And if you want to know how that stacks up against other ones, the most one that they've sold is San Andreas, which has about 22.34 million sold right now. So there you go. I guarantee you it will overtake that pretty quickly. Give it a couple years. I mean, San Andreas was a while ago, so it's had a long time. And especially as the consoles drop down, again, people are going to purchase. If you haven't purchased San Andreas, go out and get it. I don't know what you're waiting for there, but definitely go get it. What other news was there, guys?
Well, aside from that, we actually at Planet Grand Theft Auto posted a story, and we were the first ones on N4G. Hooray for us.
Well, we were the first ones on the internet, I believe.
We were. Yeah. Red Dead Delay.
Yeah,
oh,
suck it, Kotaku.
No.
Suck it, IGN.
First.
Wait, we JK, worked for IGN.
What?
Well, we work for IGN.
This is true. Well, you know.
So go IGN.
I'm not a part of your system.
Yeah. You're welcome, IGN. So Red Dead Redemption, which I believe was supposed to be out on the 27th of April, is now the 18th of May.
At first, I was disappointed. Well, I still am disappointed, but I'm also kind of half relieved. The reasons were because they just said they wanted to release it at the optimal time, I believe. But, you know, that gives it a couple weeks for polish and everything else. But at first, I was disappointed just because, again, you're waiting an extra 3 weeks for this game that is going to be amazing. But personally, what it was going to totally take over my life right before I have finals for college. But now it's like a, hey, you not graduated, I wish. you got out of school for the year. Here's an awesome game to play. So I guess that's good. That's good. But the only problem now is it conflicts with Prince of Persia Forgotten Sands, so...
Not the movie tie-in. Oh, no.
It's not a movie tie-in. It is just a sequential thing. It's like the Wolverine game. It's going to be awesome. I guarantee it.
Oh, wow. Wolverine game and awesome in the same sentence. All
right. It was awesome. Did you play it?
I know, honestly.
It was awesome. I'm just going to say awesome over and over. It was way better than the film. I'll say that. The film was so bad. Way to ruin Gambit for me. He's not...
No, that X-Men co-op game was really fun.
Yeah, but this is just, I mean, this is action. It was called, it was based on Civil War, but it's, Wow, why did that just...
I know.
I just lost it. Oh, no. I'm so upset. Oh, my gosh.
And in case you didn't know, Mooks just bought, like, 900 pages of comics
off
the PSN, I think.
No, it wasn't PSN.
Oh, it wasn't PSN?
No. What happened was, Slick Deals, they alerted me to this. Amazon has, like, we don't know if Amazon is just a price error or they're just trying to get their stock out, but all these omnibus books, which basically means huge compilations of comics in one hardback book, they were just selling them for like $8.25. So I picked up 900 pages of the original X-Men, 900 pages of Wolverine, and 900 pages of the Ultimates, and that was all $25. So I'm pretty pumped.
Good God.
It was X-Men Legends.
There we are. No, well, there's Legends, and then it evolved.
And... Yeah, too. And then Rise of Apocalypse. Yeah. Anyways, that was fun.
Oh, yeah. We did a speed run, or tried to do a speed run of Legends.
Well, no, that was this gen version.
Whatever.
But yeah. I liked X-Men Legends a lot. I played that. But yeah. So, anyways, enough of movie tie-ins, I guess. What do you guys feel about the Red Dead delay, as you called it?
There's not much more to say other than it's a bit of a disappointment that we have to wait, but at least it's putting on polish. It's not like the Little Big Planet delay where we were simply waiting for them to take out or recompose a music track.
Yeah.
That sucked. But, I mean, this is actually putting polish on, which is nice.
Very nice.
It'll be worth it. It's better than, like, 3 weeks later, oh, guys, we're going to patch this game now that you've been playing it for 3 weeks.
Thanks. So. Thanks, Infinity Ward. We'll talk about that later. But, yeah. Oh, and just a side note, the Deadly Assassin won the GameStop pre-order.
Yep.
So have fun with your eye patch, everybody, if you're ordering from them.
Eye patch?
Yeah, you get an eye patch.
I should order that.
Oh, you should.
Eye
patches make everything better.
Arrgh, I'm a pirate. You best start believing in ghost stories, Miss Swan.
I hope it improves our pirate impressions.
You totally cut off my line.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'll be Elizabeth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
how's
gosh.
It going?
Yeah.
Yeah, you have bigger boobs than her, so.
This is true.
Okay. Now that we've discussed our anatomy, do you guys know of any Rockstar news that was, like, really pressing this week? I know one thing. It was pretty cool that Rockstar tweeted this. If you're not following Rockstar on Twitter, do it, because they shove out a lot of good information. Not shove, that seems bad, but they produce a lot of good info on there. Fox News, which is kind of ironic, Fox News credits GTA 4 for the Rickroll phenomenon.
Wait, what?
Yeah. They credit them for it, like they were talking about it. Basically, they were talking about how way back when, I'll just read the article verbatim. Okay, blah, 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 talking about the Rickroll sensation. Then, in March 2007, came the release of the eagerly awaited first trailer for the still-upcoming video game Grand Theft Auto IV, which I assume is 4. So popular was the response that it immediately crashed the game publisher Rockstar Games' website. Ooh. In what was to become a pivotal moment in internet hoax history, someone at 4chan took the now useless web link for the Grand Theft Auto 4 trailer and Rickrolled it. Boom. He sent
there
it to
go.
The rolling. So, there you go, and it was born. So, the reason that you get to listen to that song all the time is Grand Theft Auto 4. There you go. And 4chan. We have to give our props to 4chan as well. So I thought that was a cool little tidbit of info. Maybe Rockstar will. I mean, maybe Fox News will remember that the next time. The next Grand Theft Auto comes out and they want to get angry at it. So we'll see. We shall see. Any other Rockstar news out there? Pressing news? They're still working on Agent. They announced that in the fiscal report. Still working on Max Payne 3. So all the projects are still on schedule.
Oh, we're hoping for a 5 announcement before E3.
Yeah,
nice.
Yeah. By 5, we mean the next GTA. But yeah, in case you hadn't heard this as well, well, actually, Spencer, you can talk about it.
Oh, well, they had an analyst come out and say there's building suspension for a pre-E3 GTA 5 announcement.
Mm-hmm.
Although we expect nothing from Rockstar at this year's official E3 event. Basically because GTA is just so large that they are too good for E3. If they were to hold their own event, there would be enough cameras pointed their way that they don't need E3. And in fact, they'd probably get a bit more publicity if they did it separate from E3, since there's the risk of being having some attention detracted from them by other games at E3.
Mm. I mean, so, I can see the logic there, and that could happen. I mean, I guess, I don't know. I guess you do think about it. You think back to GTA 4, which technically was announced at, you know, E3, but it was just the logo and a tattoo.
Oh, yeah.
The next big exclusive, Grand Theft Auto 4. And then the next year it was Zenith, so there we go. Anyways, if you don't know about all that, brush up on your gaming history. And Peter Moore is one of the best guys ever. By best,
and also,
I mean, funny.
Are they also saying that it would be released in early 2011 rather than 2010?
I could see that.
Oh,
I mean, like,
yes.
I could see that because, I mean, you know, they came out in April with this one. So they're just going to give it polish. They're going to make sure this thing is good. But I have a feeling that they're already really a good ways along on this one, so.
Which we've already said on the podcast before. Yeah. When we were playing Sylvia Brown.
Oh, yeah. So I thought we were playing David Blaine.
Oh, right.
But we channeled Sylvia Brown.
Inside joke, guys. Listen to our old podcast if you don't know what we're talking about.
Was that the first one? That was the first one.
That may have been the second one.
Mm. Very true.
Anyway.
Very true.
But this is the fourth, so I think we should move on with our next item.
Number four.
Which is the big Infinity Ward scandal.
Yeah, look at that. This actually came out of nowhere. Like, it was pretty crazy. I don't know where to start. I do want to preface this by saying I'm not one of those douchebags that hated Modern Warfare 2 for no reason. I bought the Super Deluxe Edition of the game with the camera. I mean, the night vision goggles and everything.
God.
And the fact is, it's a fantastic game. Everybody hates it because they wanted it to fail. The video game industry, I mean, the video game, people who like video games are sometimes so hypocritical. They just wanted something to hate, so they chose Modern Warfare 2 just because of, you know, all the other issues, like, you know, no mod support and, you know, no dedicated servers, which are semi-issues, but, you know, still. And there are the glitches every now and then, but, like, you know, every game has glitches, and they're fixing them when they come along.
Where are you going with this?
I'm going there to say that now everybody's back on the Infinity Ward bandwagon. And I just want to say I was always on the wagon with them. You know, I was right there. I never thought they were bad.
Okay, so just in case people don't know what we're talking about, Activision sent security into Infinity Ward's offices because, according to them, well, they fired the two co-founders of Infinity Ward, which is pretty extreme, but they fired them for what they say was insubordination, and right now no one knows what insubordination, why they're saying they were being insubordinate. I mean, it's all hearsay right now.
And also breaches of contract.
Right. And
yeah, supposed breaches of contract.
No one's quite sure how they breached their contract. It's all just speculation right now, unfortunately. But
well, we do know that security had to come to the Infinity Ward offices and kind of calm things down. So, let's see. I guess I give a timeline. So, Infinity Ward says, Infinity Ward's like, blah, 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 you need to give us our money, because apparently Infinity Ward did not get a certain amount of cash for Modern Warfare 2. And then Activision responded with firing the top two heads of Infinity Ward. Infinity Ward flips out at the offices. Security's called, blah, blah, blah. And then the two founders of Infinity Ward are now have a lawsuit against have a lawsuit against Activision.
I think $32 million.
Yeah.
And supposedly there was a second meeting, but there's like the outcome of those meetings, no one knows about it quite yet, I think.
Yeah, and our timeline has holes. We have no more information than anyone else.
Yeah.
So we can't say what exactly is happening. Don't take us as...
We know exactly what's happening.
All right.
But anyways, so yeah, and also there's some, you know, talks that they're shopping... Infinity Ward is not shopping around to, like, EA and all this other stuff. But there are some theories about the possibilities of what the breach of contract was. It supposedly could have been, Infinity Ward doesn't really want to work on Modern Warfare anymore. Technically, here's what could have happened. Infinity Ward could have been like, no, we're not going to work on another game. We're going to work on another game right now. And, it could just be, Activision could have just said, no, you're going to, blah, 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 you know, stuff is thrown. All that stuff. Basically, it all boils down to Infinity Ward did not want to make Modern Warfare anymore. Activision wanted them to make Modern Warfare. So conflicting interests made things hit the fan.
Yes, and also the case is supposed to be scheduled for June 21st, 2010, and that's a few days before E3
2010. Nice, nice.
That's going to be awkward.
Yeah. But,
go ahead.
Well, I'm just saying the loser in this is Activision. Because, hey, Activision, everybody hates Activision right now because of, you know, stuff they said earlier. But I don't know. I just don't understand why they're doing this. This is like Take-Two going up to Rockstar North and just firing off their heads, you know, and making them pissed off so that they leave.
Well, we'll see. We can't really say what exactly it is.
Yeah, but, I mean, it's just weird. But I will say that the gamer community is all of a sudden behind Infinity Ward again, when they weren't at all earlier. So thanks for being hypocrites.
This is interesting. According to GameRant.com, they were saying that Activision has actually gone to Sledgehammer Games, which made Dead Space, to make the new Call of Duty. With a target release of 2011, and they want it to be an action-adventure game.
Yeah, I mean, if that's the way it really goes, I think I'm done with Call of Duty series, because, I don't know. I mean, maybe. It depends. If it's a good third-person action game, then yeah, I'll have it, but I don't know. Infinity Ward has a great way of putting intensity in games. And it looks like they're not going to be at Activision anymore, so... So, good job to the publisher that's going to pick them up. Maybe Take-Two should look into it. Yeah.
don't know about that.
But yeah, so... The ish has hit the fan over there. We'll see how that happens. It's just a very interesting story. And it really came out of nowhere for the game industry. So, that's why it was huge news this week.
Speaking of huge news this week, I believe the apocalypse happened.
Oh, yes, it did.
There was blood running in the streets. Some windows were smashed.
Children were sacrificed.
It's true.
Oh, yeah.
Blood rains through the skies.
Yeah, my PS3 has a little blood on it from a little child.
Some babies massacres just everywhere.
Yeah, you have to open up your PS3 or your George Foreman grill and grill some little child meat.
it's like fun.
But that sounds yummy.
The
wow.
Oh, all right.
I'm gonna hide
so, the apocalypse.
Yes, if you don't know the apocalypse.
Yes.
What were you
sorry,
saying?
Sorry, I need to avoid putting my lifestyle on the podcast.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. Your life is not necessary here.
Stop being mean to her. We'll get more hate mail.
It's true.
Stop it. Stop it.
Sorry. Eat all the babies you want. It's perfectly acceptable lifestyle.
Everyone, send us your babies.
For me.
The more babies you send us, the more podcasts we produce.
Yeah, exactly, and the sun will rise another day.
Anyways.
Okay, so the apocalypse.
Yes.
If you aside don't... from the one that happens if you don't send us your babies.
Yes.
It was basically Y2K, kind of late to the party. It was like the slowpoke of... Never mind, I can't go anywhere with that. Okay, the internal clock was screwed up, so...
Yeah.
Basically, they bought old chips that thought that every 2 years would be leap year, and as everyone knows, leap year is actually every...
4 years.
Exactly.
Yay!
And so this was the first year, even-numbered year since launch, that was not a leap year, and so the clock went back to, mine went back to 1999. It was awesome for a minute.
Party like it's 1999. Anyways, it wasn't a party though, because people flipped.
I flipped. I was so pissed. You heard me on the phone.
It was upsetting, but like, you know. Well, I can see how it was upsetting because it restricted you from playing some games. Like Heavy Rain had just came out, and then Heavy Rain was not playable.
Any game that had trophies, because it has to connect to the network. So even your disc-based games, even if you tried to play offline...
No, but see, that's not true. Because Kraken Time worked fine. You just didn't get trophies. So I don't really know what it was.
I couldn't get RE5 up either, so...
Yeah, well, a big section of the games were not playable.
This was something that only affected the older models because they got some discount chips and slims were fine.
My launch day PS3 was sick, but it's better now. It happened one day, so people flipped.
Two?
It was one day.
It was from Sunday to Monday afternoon. Well, it was one day technically, I guess. But yeah.
Yeah. So anyways, the response to this was like. People were like, oh my god, I'm going to buy Bad Company on my 360 now, or I'm going to buy Final Fantasy 13 on my 360 now.
Yeah, and there were all those articles saying, like, will people buy Final Fantasy 13 on the 360 because of the apocalypse? Yeah. What? It was like 24 hours.
Yeah.
It's just incredible how just such a small... A little blip, one error in all these years leads people to just writing all these articles saying, oh, no one's going to buy PS3 games anymore because they can't trust Sony. Like, live has never gone down before.
I remember that time it was down for 3 days.
Yeah, and you pay for that service, come on. Well, pay for it directly with subscriptions, but I mean...
No, and the Red Ring of Death is more notorious than a yellow light.
Yes, that's very true. Although the yellow light still hurts just as bad.
Yeah, the yellow light's it's too soon for me to talk about.
And the horrible, horrible service on the phone when you call Microsoft. Oh my god.
No, Sony is awful. I'm sorry. Customer service gave me the runaround so much. I can never get anything from them.
Hey, at least both of those don't have the dust of death that builds up on the Wii. So...
That doesn't surprise me.
I need to check on that.
Basically, you lose your Wii because you just can't find it. It blends in.
There it is.
Oh, let me Swiffer that. Swiffer cannot save you, Wii. Sorry, I play the Wii occasionally. By occasionally, I mean never.
Same
whenever
here.
They release a Zelda game.
Yeah, that's pretty much how it goes.
Or when your party goes lame, you play Wii Boxing.
Mario Party. Woohoo!
Wii Music, that's where the fun's at.
So, next up in gaming news that I'm really excited about, so I'm going to cut you guys off. Portal 2?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Mm. I cannot wait. But my laptop cannot handle it, and they've already announced that the Portal 2 release will be, I think, PC, Mac, and 360.
I'm about to rant about that, but do you want to say something about that first, Nico?
Yes. Well, it was announced on March 5th, and also when it was announced, they also, I believe, they released a patch for Portal, and there's this, in this patch, it included an additional achievement called Transmission Received, and the player can basically play with the radios in the game, and supposedly it was, revealed a lot of information, and I believe it also revealed some Portal 2 information too.
Yeah, it was like text-based pictures. Yeah, it was. Cool. I did it. Yeah, I did it. Yeah. It was really cool. It was the first time I've ever seen a new game announced in the old game. It was awesome and brilliant by Valve.
It bothers me just a little that they changed the ending, just because it's like, oh, yeah, well, we changed our minds about.
Yeah, and that. Yeah, and the ending was.
No.
Nope,
no spoilers.
No.
No, that's not how some people do it.
Okay.
But it's awesome, people.
Well, yeah, it is. Well, kind of. It's just a slight tweak. That's it.
But
then it kind of makes it go, oh my god!
This was a triumph. The main thing I'm excited about is a new song for the ending credits. I don't know how you match Still Alive's brilliancy, but we'll see.
Okay, well, I was reading the article, what magazine was it? Now I've forgotten the magazine. Game Informer. Yeah, I was reading the article, and they were saying that they can't just have a song at the end credits because, you know, there would be no shock value. Everyone's expecting it. So they said it's not a musical, but they're going to integrate the music with the game throughout in unexpected places. So I'm not sure what that means.
For sure, they're going to have Jonathan Coulton.
Yep.
And I love Jonathan Coulton.
Mm.
And they're going to have co-op, which is really
Yes. But the way they're doing co-op, I think, is really smart because
robots holding hands.
Yes. My companion cube. Can we switch companion cubes? We'll be like swingers. Anyway, I hope somebody got
actually, there was a comment from an employee from Valve saying that it's not. Oh, the quote is less fun than you think. The multiplayer experience.
I don't consider it. Probably won't be fun. It'll probably just be you completing something with a partner. That'll be interesting. It's like it's a different type of co-op because it's not action co-op. It's we have to think together co-op. So if you're with someone,
God.
That's stupid, it's awful. Because
oops,
I'm pretty
you're not
sure
my partner.
Hey, I'm gonna tell I got through that game easily.
I wonder how pissed off I would be at AI.
Oh my god. I don't think that's why you do it with AI. Like Resi 5 with AI. Oh god. Chris. Yeah. Oh, god.
Right. So robots holding hands. Hmm.
But yeah, the way that the co-op works though is, well, they haven't confirmed this, but I'm pretty sure one person has a blue portal, the other person has an orange portal.
You each have guns, so you have four portals.
Okay.
The puzzles are even more complex. They were saying
two wasn't enough.
Well, yeah, like they were saying they want the single player to be difficult, but not so hard that you get frustrated. But with multiplayer, they want you to really have to work at it. Like you will get frustrated with the puzzles.
And that's probably why it's not fun, you know?
Yeah.
I'll talk about that after. But the co-op thing, I think it's really smart the way they're doing it. Because, you know, you can play locally where you have two screens, you can see what each player is doing. Mm-hmm. But when you play online, it doesn't show just your screen full screen. It also shows you the other person's screen as well, because they said that works a lot better for trying to figure out and orchestrating these events. Because I can't see how that would be frustrating to where you don't know what your partner's doing. So, yeah. But yeah. New improvements, though. One of the cool things I thought was these reflector cube type things, where you have to reflect lasers through portals, so that's going to be fantastic.
The paint thing looks cool. Little paint that, like, you know, makes you jump higher, go faster, or whatever. Then the future setting, it takes place way beyond...
Yeah, so we might have some time alteration in this one.
Yeah. Oh, wait, no, what? Oh, you mean, like, just difference? Yeah, and I can't wait. You guys should read the Game Informer article, because they have two quotes from GLaDOS in Portal 2.
Yeah.
And I'm laughing at it already.
Oh, so pumped. Okay, now can I go into my giant bitch fest real quickly, and y'all can join me?
Oh, God.
Hey, Valve. Screw you.
Yeah, what is this?
What is this? Okay, you go to... Okay, I know you don't like PS3, and that's fine. That's cool. I have a PS3 and a 360, although I don't play my 360.
Much.
It's my brother's, but he doesn't use it. But he doesn't play it anymore, so it's mine, but I don't play it. Anyways, I still have it. So, but my point is, you're going to the Mac before you go to the PS3? What the hell is
and
the
just,
matter with you?
Just last week, weren't you saying, hey, we're sorry, PS3 owners, and then they turn around and slap us in the face with this.
Thanks.
So,
thanks,
I hope this is a misprint. Yeah, this better be a misprint.
Yeah, they better announce it, because, I just don't see how the porting it to Mac is any harder than making it on the PS3. If you're a high... Okay, here's my other problem. Devs have figured, at first, yes, some stupid devs had trouble porting stuff to the PS3 because, I don't know, they weren't talented enough.
Wow.
But they got it, you know? We're all good now, you know? We took our time. I'm sure it was more difficult, but they took their time and they got it. And now all ports are pretty much exactly the same. Yay, yay, yay. Why? I don't understand why Valve just can't do that. Like, take time to just do that.
It upsets me that now the Mac is considered, I guess, by Valve a better gaming platform than the PS3. Yeah. That makes me really sad.
GLaDOS looks like a Mac.
It's true.
They do look
like a Mac. You know what? Let's just start. Mac, you know what? They're just Apple fanboys. They probably buy their iPad.
Or oh my god. Oh my god.
That's a joke, by the way, people. Joke. Anyways, so, but what is this created for me? Yes, it has created a love-hate relationship between Valve and I. Just because I just can't understand why they would do that at all. And this is me. I have the orange box on the PC and the PS3. I actually don't think the PS3 orange box is bad. Like, I didn't really see any, you know, frame hiccups and all that jazz. But still, like, you brought Portal to the PS3. Why don't you just bring Portal 2? I guess the main thing is, the main reason I'm upset is because, like, all my friends have PS3s, and I would love to play this multiplayer Portal with them on there, but now I'm going to be restricted to playing it on my PC, which I'm not even sure enough can, you know, play it at the performance which I would want to, because some games run a little slow on my laptop, and Portal is not a game you want to have hiccups and everything with.
Yes, so, Valve, you have until 2010 in the holiday seasons to announce PS3 release.
Yes.
Or we're coming after you at E3. Like, we will be at your booth yelling in your face.
We will.
Get ready. We'll have a cam.
And we're violent, because we're on a GTA podcast, too.
That's right.
Wait,
we're sorry, Valve, not really. An E3 committee, we will not hurt anyone.
No, my screams are, they stun people.
Her screams.
Like a lion.
Shut the scream.
I like that character in Mortal Kombat.
Yeah. There we go. But GLaDOS is back, and you can't not love that.
And she's a Mac.
I love Portal. Portal's fantastic.
See, Valve, the reason we're so angry is because we love your work.
Exactly.
And we want to enjoy it.
That is why, again, it's a love-hate thing. It's like, I wanna hug. You know, I wanna hug him. Wow, I just blanked on his name, and I'm very upset. Gabe. I want to hug Gabe. And then I also want to give him a little jab in the kidney, you know? Just a tiny jab.
Oh, you.
So.
Right. So, that was quite a rant. And apparently our rants are fairly popular on Podomatic, where we host our podcast.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Really?
Yeah. I heard that for the daily ranking on gaming podcasts, we were number 4.
Yeah, which is
our last cast. All right.
We're getting popular. one of the main reasons this has brought me to some sites. We're about to get too many hits for Podomatic. So we're gonna have to figure that out. Actually, I just need to again figure out how to just host it on the site. But another funny thing that did happen was I've been hosting my photos on PhotoBucket, and I didn't realize that they had like a bandwidth capacity. So if you go to the site and all the pictures are down, it's because my photo bucket has died because I had too many bandwidth. That's a good problem to have. So.
Yes, a good problem. So if you guys are listening, you're on the bandwagon. We're cool. You're not the only ones listening.
Yes.
Yay, and 4 seems to be a lucky number for us, especially on our 4th podcast. So thank you, everybody, for listening.
Yeah.
Thank you.
We're complacent with 4. No, we're going to 1, okay? In the world.
We're going to go 1. Ichiban.
What does Ichiban mean?
The best.
Oh, there we go. Yes, the best. also, guys, I know it really sucks to comment on this site, and I realize that. You have to go to a forum, and you have to sign up, and then it sucks. I'm totally aware of that. I'm trying to look for some solutions. I don't think we can get the structure of the site changed unless we had a major overhaul via IGN. And I don't think that's going to happen anytime soon.
But also, everyone has emails, and we have an email.
Yes, we do. Grand Theft Auto... scratch that. Grand Theft Audio Podcast @gmail.com. Also, follow us on Twitter on GTA Podcast. That's our Twitter name.
And we have something else on YouTube, don't we?
Oh my gosh, yeah.
So, I believe so.
Today I started a YouTube channel called Damuki on Demand.
Yeah.
And Rodana came up with that, so explain what Damuki is.
Damuki or Dam... I don't care. Doesn't matter, because it's short for Dana, Muku, and Soski. And so, it's going to be on youtube.com/Damuki on demand.
Yeah, we'll link it at the end of this.
Yeah. It's badass. Anyways, there aren't any videos up yet, but there will be very, very soon. And I might have a video coming up maybe tomorrow.
Oh, yes. Nice.
Anyways.
There we go.
Yes.
So we can see your pretty little face. Yay.
Yeah, it's just random videos of us and our lives, and also not just our lives, because we're not that interesting. Video games are more interesting.
This is very true.
Anyways, I'm just, we're going to, my video tomorrow is going to be covering on nerdy news from video games to even anime. So,
Yeah, finally. And you'll be able to comment there better. But again, we're working on some other stuff. I'm thinking about putting a chat box at the end of all of our hosts. This is a temporary solution, but we'll see. Definitely check out Damuki on demand.
It's gonna be great. We're all gonna upload videos randomly for stuff we don't have time to fit into the podcast.
Yeah, and I need to actually. You probably won't see one from me for a while because I need to fix my webcam because it displays upside down. So yay. But yeah, and I don't think the iToy webcam works, or PlayStation Eye.
I don't know if they have drivers out yet. I could check for you.
Yeah, I sent you the Eye, so maybe you can do it. I don't know. On your webcam.
It's okay. Cool. I have a webcam and a digital camera, so it's all easy.
You big money over here.
Jeez.
Yes, you'll be seeing me cleavage free. I'm sorry.
Well, we just lost
some spoilers viewers. There. I'm just kidding. There might be.
Oh wow!
I know. You know what? Actually, yes, there will be.
There we go. So, you've been promised, internet. Anyways, I think that's about it for this week. Yeah, I guess, again, we're going to wrap it up. This has been another episode of Grand Theft Audio. Oh, wait, I forgot shout-outs.
Oh, Lord.
Shout-outs. Okay, I got to do this again. Here we go. Shatter, Wreck, Blue, DC Guy, Blade, Maestro, Luke Before Bunk, PM Ryuka, let's see here, Echo, All My Friends List, love you guys, in a digital way.
You love me in a digital way?
Yes, digital get down, NSYNC song, go listen to it.
Oh my God.
That's
I almost face palmed my mic.
Never mic palm. Okay. But anyways, also guys, again, we're gonna shout out gamesonsmash.com. Go check them out.
Yes.
That's exciting.
I love Games on Smash.
Yes, look at that. She loves Games
on Smash. And I also listen to Step Your Game Up.
Step Your Game Up, yeah, they're on 60.
Yeah, so hi. I hope they check us out, too. I hope they check me out.
Whoa.
That would be very awesome.
Yeah. Anyways, I have shout-outs.
All right, shout them out. Oh, Winfrey 18. Sorry, Adam. Winfrey 18. There we go.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, I have a shout-out to Striker, Captain Pink, Phil, and Luce. And that's it. Hello. That's it.
Spencer, do you have any other friends? Or
I'm so lonely! not really.
Shout out to Tamu, at least.
Shout out... Oh, God, Tamu! Yeah. What shout out to
Tamu? Oh, God, Tamu.
Does he even know about this?
No! Okay. I don't... It's like our secret life. I don't tell him. I'm like, hey, did you know we have this thing on the internet and people listen? And he's just like... No. I don't believe you. Just shut up. But I was like, but I'm serious. We talk about stuff. Yeah.
Fantastic.
But yeah, I guess I'll shout out to Tom.
Alright, there we go. Okay, fantastic. We will see you guys next week. Maybe. We'll see. We're just gonna take it easy. And you guys should take it easy. Go play some GTA or whatever you want. Heavy Rain, because I have to mention it in every podcast. It's required. But yeah, peace out.
Thank you for listening.
Fare thee well.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Loves.
Done.